We want to catch up with students from Pittsburgh Obama, students that just graduated from Pittsburgh Obama, on how the teach-in they had planned for last week, Civic Saturday, went and what's next. I should have Emila here. Is that you?
Jael
and Chaslin. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm backwards. And here's Emila. Are you here, Emila?
Yes, I am.
So tell me how things went last Saturday. You had a demonstration, 3 o'clock. It started at Bakery Square. From what I could see, it was really peaceful. I know you've been at a lot of demonstrations, but this is one you were deeply involved in organizing. How did it go?
It went very well. There were a lot of people who showed up. It was very nice and peaceful.
It was really hot, too, so I'm sure people were kind of uncomfortable. Chaslin, did you, like, what kinds of things did you do there?
Well, I went with Emila. Like, we didn't all go together. And me and Emila brought, like, we brought medical supplies, water, and snacks. So at the beginning of the protest, we were just trying to organize where to put these snacks and where do people know that they can get them. And then as soon as they started marching, we ended up joining them.
That's terrific. And what about you, Emila? Did you do anything in particular?
Yeah, so like Chaslin said, we kind of drove together and brought supplies. And then protest, I guess, was supposed to be a sit-in originally, and then we actually got up and walked and marched down Penn Avenue to where the original violent protest took place. Not violent protest, but violent action by police officers took place in East Liberty. So, and then it was peaceful. So it was kind of like a, I'm not sure, contrast between the previous week.
Right, that was the one. I know I followed it a little bit, but I know the mayor had indicated that no gas or smoke was used, but that was not good information. And it seems like there's some work starting to happen to figure that out. Do you have plans to continue this today? Will there be another rally as part of Civic Saturday?
Yeah, there's going to be a march today in Squirrel Hill.
Excellent. And do you know the time and the details in case people want to take part or take note?
It'll be at 3, and it's going to start like before Bloody Mary.
Excellent. And I want to be sure, Emila, that we get you in. We haven't heard from Jael as much, have we? It's hard on the phone when I can't see your faces. So Chaslin and Emila, you went together, right?
Yeah.
And Jael, did you participate last week as well? It sounds like you went on your own.
Yeah, I helped organize it last week. And we had like a bunch of speakers there as well. So yeah, that's what I was doing.
Can you tell me who some of the speakers you had, or if not their names, what they were talking about?
We had like someone do like a poem, and we had other organizers come and join as well. So they spoke about like their experience.
Excellent. It's a pretty big deal to organize something like this, and I guess you're taking a bit of a risk. Why do you think it's important to do what it is you're doing?
I think it's really important because Black Union Educators is the organization who like organizes this, and we're all just teenagers. So I think it's really important for like youth to get involved.
Very good. Well, today you'll be there again. I hope you get a great turnout. Once again, and I know you're rotating locations to continue. I live in the Avalon Bellevue area, and we were pleased to see a simple march take place in Bellevue on Thursday, and today you'll be in Squirrel Hill. And you're also raising money for charity, for the bail fund. I know, are there any links you'd like to refer people to or other places they might want to go for additional information?
Besides the Bucket Bail Fund, at the moment, I feel like Pittsburgh kind of is saturated with donations and everything. So honestly, just like the ACLU, the NAACP, those places that could really be in use of donations.
Well, that's a great attitude to have. So at this point, you're much more interested in donating knowledge and in donating venues for people to talk and exchange ideas than looking for money in particular. At least that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you'll keep it up. And I'm really happy that you were able to spend some time with us today. Good luck today. It starts at 3 in Squirrel Hill, right?
Yes, exactly. On the corner of Forbes and Murray.
Sounds good. Jaslyn, JL, and Amila. No Kingston this week, but give him our best. Anything else you'd like to add?
Not in particular. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're glad you're able to be here with us today. And good luck for today. You can learn a lot from what kids are doing to help call attention to situations they see every day and working to try to make a better world for everybody. And we want to be sure we give them a platform.